From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a 25-year-old Eureka man is dead after the Jeep he was a passenger in rolled over late Tuesday night. Humboldt area CHP responded to a report of a vehicle collision on State Route 36 east of Dinsmore, several miles onto a rough private mountain dirt trail. Upon arrival, officers determined that a 1984 Jeep Laredo had been involved in a solo rollover. While traveling northbound on the rough private mountain dirt trail, the Jeep slid to the side and overturned, pinning the 25-year-old passenger. Emergency medical personnel responded to the scene, providing aid to the involved parties, but the passenger did not survive and was pronounced dead. The driver, 29-year-old Trey Baleri, was not hurt and has been cooperating with police. We now know the name of a person killed in a two-vehicle crash on State Route 36. He's identified as 20-year-old Esteban Espinoza of Orange. On Sunday, Humboldt area CHP responded to a report of a vehicle collision on State Route 36 west of Dinsmore. Upon arrival, they found a Honda sedan had been involved in a head-on collision with a Dodge pickup driven by 44-year-old Nate Howe of Eureka. While traveling eastbound on 36, the driver of the Honda allowed it to drift onto the shoulder before traveling back across the road and into the oncoming lane where it collided with a pickup. Emergency personnel responded to the scene, but Espinoza did not survive his injuries. Well, the cause of a deadly fire in which two people were killed in Humboldt County is still undetermined. On Tuesday at about 6:15, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call about a residential fire with subjects possibly still inside on Mitchell Road near Wetchpeck. Sheriff's deputies were first to arrive on the scene and discovered the residents fully involved, the fire spreading into nearby vegetation. Two people found dead inside the residence, ID'd the deceased pending further investigation and will be released at a later time. Three additional subjects associated with the residence have been accounted for. Earlier in the week, five different agencies took part in an active shooter drill at Winship Middle School. According to Lost Coast Outpost, among those who took part, Humboldt Bay Fire, Eureka Police, Cal Fire, City Ambulance Services, and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. The session was overseen by Sheriff's Office analyst Tom Dewey. The focus was on three phases of how to deal with an active shooter at a school. The first phase is to stop the shooting and the damage done by it. Phase two is where the knitting together of the agencies takes place, and the third phase is to stop any fatalities. Law enforcement agencies have the mission of rendering the site safe so medical personnel can be brought in if needed. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.